Tim Stearns from TJ Stearns on a Tuesdays with Tim. Tim, how you doing, my friend?
John, doing well. Good to see you.
Yeah, always good to chat with you. And, you know, we talk about retirement a lot on this program, right? That's what the show's half about, at least. And I think a lot of people feel like they are good at the accumulation thing. Maybe they got a 401k or an IRA for a while, and they've done it. They've been diligent trying to put as much money away as they can as possible. And honestly, Tim, I think my strategy is, okay, then I'll take out the RMDs, the required minimum distributions that I'm supposed to, and that's it. That's retirement, right?
Well, I mean, basically, you know, after years of investing and saving, it's critical to kind of shift your mindset out of accumulation mode, and you have to get into distribution or decumulation mode when retirement nears. And I come back to Rich and Julie, who came to see us last week from your show, and they were, you know, very proud of themselves that they had saved a good significant amount in their 401ks.
Uh-huh.
But at the end of the day, they had no idea how to unwind that correctly so that they don't run out of money.
Well, what are like the pitfalls of unwinding it, right? There's a big pile of cash. You take out a certain percent, boom, we're done, right?
Well, that's true, but unfortunately, you know, there's increased inflation, taxes, expenses that you might not, you know, be ready for, like healthcare or long-term care, and it greatly increases your probability of success in retirement if you have an actual protect and grow blueprint.
Well, is it that some people say, well, I'll remove X amount a year and I'll be set without even considering those things, like without even going, wait, does that leave me enough at the end? Like, do people kind of like say, I'm going to get down to zero? But they don't realize that they can go a lot faster through that pile if they're not careful.
Right. Life happens. And, you know, we make sure that our clients, which most America wants, has guaranteed income, you know, whether it's from their Social Security or other pensions that they have, or of course we can use annuities. But at the end of the day, you know, the sequence of returns, the 5 years before and 5 years into your retirement, it may have more of an impact on your success in retirement than the decades of saving.
Yeah. I mean, especially if the market does something you don't want it to do, right? I think like that's where these sort of things get a little bit squirrely. All right. So you mentioned the couple that came in, by the way, shout out. They were WGN listeners. Love that. So like, what do you talk through with them? Like, how do you map it out? Is it a conversation about what their goals are, what their current life and health is? I mean, walk us through kind of how you chatted with them.
We basically took them through the process of retirement. You know, what's interesting is most people have never been retired. So we are going to show them how you're shifting into a decumulation mindset. It's not sudden. You know, it's over years that we do it. It's a gradual on-ramp into retirement. And basically, we, you know, 10 years out, we're going to get them 10 to 20% of their portfolio out of riskier investments, you know, such as equities, and then maybe use an annuity as principal protected that can provide them guaranteed growth.
Do you kind of map this out with them? Like, because you're explaining it to me and I kind of understand what you're saying about building the income, decumulating about 10. I mean, do you kind of like have fancy graphs or numbers to show people as they walk through this so they're not signing something that they don't quite understand?
Well, it's funny you say that. Today we actually did an online presentation to them showing how their current portfolio took 25 months to recover from the last drastic downturn in 2022 versus the one we were showing them, you know, had only gone down about 5% and it took a couple months to recover.
Ah, so you used the 2022 data to show them it took you over 2 years to get back to where you needed to be based on how you were invested and allocated. Here's how this one would have done and how this one will now, this new plan, this new protect and grow blueprint, this is how it would handle a similar 2022 dip.
Exactly. And, you know, they say history repeats itself, but it, you know, and it's very true. And I just feel like right now people are very greedy and they're forgetting the years of 2000, 2001, 2002, and 2008, where the market didn't snap back.
Yeah.
And that's the, you know, the dead cat pounce that they talk about. You know, I'm worried that people are getting a little bit lackadaisical in the, they should respect the market more than they do.
Well, right. And we got to get to weather and traffic here more with Tim in a second, but even not even a dead cat pounce, like 2022 recovered pretty quickly. It should not have taken you 25 months to recover. Okay. So you're even able to show recent situations. Tim, what exactly number can people reach you at, by the way, before I hit this break?
No problem. 800-640 800-640-2256.
TJStearns.com. Question of the day today. In the early 2000s, this company with a household name was on its last gasp. It was losing $300 million a year. It was thought they were not going to make it another Christmas, but they hired a new CEO, and he simplified things. He cut in half the number of products offered, and he wanted to make sure, above all else, that customers could use it, their product, without instructions. Ooh, what am I talking about? 312-981-7200. What company in the early 2000s completely simplified things, from how much you could buy of it to how you use it? And now they are back and roaring. Ooh, 312-981-7200. You don't get to guess, Tim Stearns. I'm sorry, buddy. You're not eligible for the question of the day. You know that, though, so you can text me afterwards, see if you got it right. We'll see if the texters and the callers can get it right. 312-981-7200. You'll chat with Iridian. Tim, we got a question from the 708. You mentioned the annuities. And look, there were a lot of bad annuities for a long time, and they have a bad rap. The 708 was basically like, well, what percentage of my money are you putting in one of these things? I'm afraid that hopefully I live a long time and an annuity is going to lock me in to a low income that's just going to get less and less as inflation eats into it. That's a great question.
I agree with that. I mean, financial freedom in retirement is all about your cash flow. And what I figure is that, you know, we need to make sure that it's guaranteed cash flow. You want to be able to pay your bills and that type of thing and have a guarantee. So how much would I put in there? It would all depend on the person's circumstances. But when we're building a protect and grow blueprint, where it's not cookie cutter, we actually sit down with the people like Rich and Julie, like we did the other day, and we're actually building them a plan based on what their needs are. So you know, I have people come in that don't want to travel, or they do want to travel and live the best life that they can. It's all kinds. And, you know, a comprehensive wealth plan not only addresses their portfolio risk management, but it incorporates strategies to get them guaranteed income.
So you're trying to like anticipate what the every month expenses are going to be. So you like line it all up. Okay, like you're going to, here's how much you're going to have to probably pay for health and health care. Here's what you're getting from Social Security. So let's crunch the numbers. Okay, this is, I'm just throwing this out there. We need $2,000 a month in extra income for you. Here's how much we'd have to take out of perhaps your all the gains that you've had the last 3 years. Great. Let's take this amount out of that, and now boom, you've got $2,000 a year until the day you both are gone.
That's correct. And I mean, basically, you know, the accumulation phase of life ends when you decide to retire. So, you know, which is under your control. But, you know, and when you retire, the distribution could last a lifetime, and we need to figure out how we're going to get that guaranteed income. One other thing I'll add is, with interest rates being as high as they are, even with the cut last week from the Fed, I've never seen higher interest rates. So actually, we use less money to make more income from that. So right now is the best time to be doing an annuity or something like that.
Wait, can you explain that? The interest rate is what? What the principal gains? Wait, what is the, how does the Fed interest rate affect an annuity? Can you explain it to me?
So, no problem. So when the Fed has these high interest rates that they're paying savers, it's a great time for any annuity buyer, because you can take less money and get a better monthly payment than you would if you were, you know, back even 3 years, 4 years ago, we'll go 2021, when interest rates were, you know, strikingly low, you know, when you can get a mortgage for 2.25
right,
30 year, you know, those were times that were, it's great to be a home purchaser. But right now is a great time to be an investor, and less, we can do less with more.
Okay, that's interesting. Tim, we're just about out of time. Give that number a couple more times here. I want to make sure people know to call you.
No problem. It's 1-800-640-2256.
And one more time.
1-800-640-2256.
How much do I need in my account to call you, Tim?
I just want to work with nice people. I've been in this for 31 years, and I just want to enjoy, you know, my work. And I think that comes along with having nice people as clients.
Yeah, and hopefully some of them are our WGN listeners. I mean, most of our listeners are nice folks. So hopefully they're calling you at your new office there in Arlington Heights. Tim, as always, it's great to chat with you. We'll do it again in a couple of weeks. Okay, buddy?
Yes, sir, John. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too. Tuesdays with Tim. I appreciate that he explains the annuity thing, because that can be a little complicated for some people.